Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What have we seen God do in stadiums? That's You know, Promise Keepers had events in stadiums, and stadiums are built for men, you know, women too. But I'm just talking about, men can relate so well to that. But I remember, I don't know if it was Oklahoma or what, but there was this truck driver that was driving down the road, and they had this Promise Keepers meeting in the middle of, it was probably Denver, maybe in Denver's Mile High Stadium, but I don't know how you get a truck going by Mile High Stadium. But I, you know, Brett could tell us. And but he heard this huge roar coming out of the stadium. The anointing was so strong. He pulled his truck over, and he was just convicted because he heard this big it was coming out of this big stadium. Yeah. He's roaring out of the stadium.
Wow!
And he falls down on his knees and he gives his life to God on the side of the road.
Wow!
Because of the power of God. Remember going through Washington, D.C., and how powerful that was with everybody, just all these believers coming after God, just thousands.
Converging.
Oh, I remember Birmingham. Was it Birmingham?
Birmingham.
It was wet. And
yeah,
all these
wet.
Men, it didn't stop them. We just worshiping the Lord and sopping wet. That was amazing.
Yeah, Birmingham. And then it makes me think about when I had to pay you to go to one. Didn't I have to pay you or something? This is back when he was a believer.
That was after
he
left me.
He was. Did I leave?
Oh, well, you left me.
We actually
left me.
We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. Let's just move on. That thank God I did.
Yeah, that was God.
We could have stayed there forever.
But
right?
You could have chose somebody else to leave me with.
Well, you know, it's the taskmaster that leads us to Christ.
There you go. Hey.
And they kept you humble, didn't they?
That was my test.
That was his test.
Oh my goodness. That
was again.
Again.
Anyway, and so Pat and I were working together at that time in the plastics business, and we had a chance to go to a Promise Keepers event that was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, you, Vince, and
Bill.
Yeah. And
perfect hair, Bill.
Oh, perfect hair. Both of them. Both of those.
Both hairs.
Both hairs. Yeah. Both hairs. And we had a great time. I know that Bill had been on a fast. He'd been fasting for quite some time. I don't know, a good 2 hours. And when he broke his fast, he broke it on New Orleans spicy food. I just can't go into details, but there was really humorous moments.
Yikes.
When we were there. And... but we went into, we're not going to have a lot of time probably to talk about all that, but we went into the stadium, and we're just finding out, too. We didn't know this then, but, you know, John was in there as well. And this is 1996. Man, you're getting old.
I know, right?
In 1996. And
but not as old as you.
Oh,
yeah, you will be here one day. I've noticed it. There goes something else.
Multiple anniversaries.
There's enough things that have happened to you already. It's like blood pouring. You showed me.
There's a whole lot of lightning going on over there.
Whole audience laughing behind you over there. Anyway, getting back to the stadium. And so we were going to go to this Promise Keepers event in 2009. And they had it in New Orleans. And there was, 1996. The entire city of New Orleans was closed down. They had one guy working at the McDonald's.
One.
Yeah, like 4,000 men lined up for something from McDonald's, and one guy would pick a piece of toast, he'd put it in the thing, he'd come back and sell it to you and ring it up on the register.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, we get into the stadium, and it's just filled with men who are about to worship God. You had Franklin Graham there, who was given the salvation message, I believe, on Friday night. And just the power of God was just so powerful.
Very.
And there's nothing like a whole bunch of men who love God, who are just aggressively going after God, who've built relationships with each other, because there's a whole bunch of small men's groups that were there as well. And God just showing up in such a powerful way.
Powerful.
And that was this time that God turned your heart powerfully to your son. Remember that?
He sure did.
That was powerful.
That was amazing. You know, And I didn't have a real close relationship with my son at that time. And walked into the stadium. And, you know, walked, we were like way, way up high. And I remember walking down the railing and just looking down at all these men. They were just everywhere. And they were singing and worshiping God. And there was a guy speaking. I don't know what he was talking about, but whatever he said, under the anointing, God just grabbed hold of my heart. I mean, we were just still walking to our seats. I remember this like it was yesterday. And, I mean, my heart just turned inside out, inside my chest. I mean, I was just literally like, oh, my God, my heart was just broken. I mean, it was just shredded instantly for my son.
Wow.
And he was really young at that time, probably 5 years old. And it was on that day, God just turned me on a dime. He says, basically, you better, you know, get back in your boy's life.
Yeah.
Get in his life, mentor him, just whatever you got to do. And that's exactly what I did.
And that's one of the driving, you know, what God is saying. He says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to the fathers, or it's all smite the earth with a curse. And just being in the presence of God, worshiping God. And that's been our, been God's, just in our heart, God has laid that in. And God alone, with Pat, God turns his heart. And so many things, we can't even go into details, how the enemy is turning your children and their away from you.
Yeah.
And you have to fight. You have to fight to stay in their life, fight to stay in that place as a father. But the way that you successfully do that is only in God. God will do that. And I'm telling you, when you do it with God, who is Father of us all, everything works out. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.